Hi there, this is Tracy, and tonight I want to talk about the fact that we probably saw more red flags than we knew. Because a narcissist can't hide their behavior, and even though much of it in the beginning is all sunny and bright, they start to throw us kernels. And of course, what do? We forgive them. We listen to their excuses, and we don't make them be accountable for them. And that's our fault. That is our part of this responsibility, is that we didn't set boundaries and they crossed them. There was no crossing because we didn't have them. Does that make sense? I was reading an article in Psychology Today, and they actually have four behaviors that we should always be aware of. And I'm going to talk about these behaviors, and I'm going to give you examples, and I'm going to tell you how we have to protect ourselves. So according to Psychology Today, they actually use a term from the military to say that this is the narcissist's policy, and this is the way that they do it. The military term is called scorched earth, right? And what that means is, like, the village is flattened. There is no more village. The narcissist comes in and doesn't care what he gets. He just destroys. Besides lying, we all have had the lies, and we have to look back and see what these were and how we accepted them and how we were tricked, because there's two parts to that, right? We were tricked, and that's the part that we accepted. We accepted their lies. So according to Psychology Today, and they're quoting Dr. Craig Malkin. I don't know if you've ever seen his book, but it's a great book. He says that the narcissist plays emotional hot potato. And what that means is that they project and they are very dismissive, and they lack any kind of connection. But I don't know about that. I think that they pretend that there's a connection. The other thing they say is that a narcissist withdraws and then he attacks if you make a demand on him. And that is exactly what I'm going to talk to you about in a little while with some of my examples. A narcissist is vindictive to the absolute max. I mean, they are just like, they will get you in a divorce and destroy you for no reason at all. So they are also indifferent to any kind of emotional outcome. So if you're going to be destroyed, their children are going to be homeless, they don't care. Emotionally, it's snap. On to the next. They don't really care. So those are some of the behaviors. And I have some things that I can kind of nail down for you. Things that I should have known, that he would always take me on dates to different places. He would take me to the mountains. He would take me to wine country. He would take me to Denver to find the top 10 cupcake places. And so if I look back at that now, why was I never allowed? Or I didn't even think I wasn't allowed. I just thought he was doing something really special. Then I met, the next supply. Many of you have seen the videos of her and I together. And she told me that all of the times that she would come here and stay with him for up to a month, he would never take her to the town that he lived in. It is the cutest little town with rooftop summer bars, and he had never taken her there. And then I look back and I think about, I had some best friends come from Connecticut, and we were right there down the street from his house in that town, and he would not come and meet my friends. And I thought that was weird that he didn't want to meet them anyway, but it's really that they were there, because who knows how many other people he was with, right? That's the part that we have to start to add two and two together. And I didn't. So I'm using these examples to try to help you. Okay, we're going to talk about the withdrawing. And I called it the darkness, but there's a lot of other names out there that people call it. And to me, it would always happen after we were like having a great time. If a month had, you know, slipped in there and we didn't do as much, but then we spent this whole weekend together and it was absolutely mind-boggling great, then he would just disappear. There was a time that I was, it had just been after Christmas, and I had spent Christmas Eve, Christmas Day with him and his son, and then I fell taking out the garbage like 2 days after Christmas, fell and on the snow, cracked my head open, and had to go to the hospital for a concussion. I called him and he said, go to the hospital. And then I'm in the hospital and I texted him, and he had absolutely no empathy. He had nothing. In fact, I came home from the hospital. I couldn't talk on the phone in the hospital, but I came home from the hospital and reached out to him and reached out for him. And it was 3 days before I heard from him. Now, this is right after Christmas. We were just together. Everything was wonderful. And then I go to the hospital and he doesn't even bother like calling me or returning my calls. Turns out he was with his child and he says he did a 72-hour marathon of playing video games. Like, they didn't go to sleep. They ate pizza and drank Pepsi to stay awake and just kept bringing in the frozen pizzas. And that is why he couldn't check up on me. And when he, you know, finally came over, I was pissed. And I said, oh no, you could have come over and just, what could I have done? Well, you could have sat down next to me and held my hand and watched TV with me. You know, there doesn't have to be a reason that you come over. That doesn't make any sense to me. And I took it. I took it. And it was like a big mistake, because when he hurt himself, I came over. I had to go to the store. I had to buy knee bands and ice packs and all of these things, medicine, and buy it and pay for it myself. And then sit there and make him dinner and take care of him, put his foot up. He was like a king and I was his servant. These are the things we have to look back on. What did you do for your narcissist? If this was a romantic relationship, a marriage, you probably did a lot because we're caregivers. If this was your parent, you probably did everything you possibly could to get them to love you. You always did things right. You were always on the line of moral behavior. And think about, was that real? Narcissists and their behaviors, we know about it way long time before we start to research this. We just block it out. And I've got another video I am going to make right after this, and it's going to be about gaslighting and how you can prevent gaslighting and how you can save yourself. This is Tracy. I don't know if I've mentioned, but I have my own narcissist abuse website. It's narcissistabuse.com, and it is dedicated to supporting survivors. It's got all these resources by state. It's got meetup groups. It's got my favorite books, my favorite YouTubes. There's lots of stuff out there. All the red flags are explained, and people write blogs. So visit my site, and if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. I'm on a roll. This is the best week ever. Thank you.